So we are now moving into the second part of the lecture series, and we'll come to the subject proper of the course, the functional data structures and algorithms. And today we will just be concerned with one kind of algorithm, namely sorting. And sorry about this. We will first discuss what it means for a sorting algorithm to be correct. Then we will look at insertion sort as an example of a very simple sorting algorithm and connect that with timing analysis. So that's something that will come up throughout the lecture course, that you want to also analyze the running time of your algorithm. And so we will have to define some abstract model of how to compute running times. And finally, I will take some time to look at two different versions of merge sort. So let's start with the correctness question. What does it mean for a sorting algorithm to actually sort? And the specification that we're using is already predefined in the library. It's called sorted, and it's a function on lists, and the element type of lists of the lists are supposed to be linear orders, and then a list is sorted. Well, if it's the empty list, it's always sorted, and with a list that starts with an X, that is sorted if that first element is less than all the other elements in the rest. So for all the elements in the tail of the list, the head of the list is less or equal, and the tail of the list must be sorted. So that is one possible way of specifying sortedness. You could also, can you suggest something similar but simpler, which is in fact equivalent, but it looks simpler? No, so let me not ask you, let me give you the solution right away, because so another way of specifying sorted would be to always compare only the two adjacent elements. So if the empty list is sorted, the singleton list is sorted, and if you have at least two elements, then the first two must be in the less than or equal relationship, and then the rest of the list must also be sorted. And that is an alternative, equivalent way of saying this. This is quite convenient because here you directly express a stronger property that every element is less or equal all the other elements that follow. So it just turns out that in practice this specification is the more convenient one, but you could also specify it the way you, by just relating two elements that succeed each other. So that's the one that we use. And then the specification of a sorting function, let's assume we have a function sort, which goes from a list of linearly ordered elements to a list, and then the specification should be that the result of the sorting function is sorted. Question, is that all, or is there more that we should be requiring? So is this the complete specification?
We should require the elements are also the same.
Right. We should not lose or gain any elements. And so the temptation is to write something like this, that the set of elements in the result of sorting is the same as the set of elements in the original list. If you think about it for a moment, you realize that isn't quite enough because you also don't want to lose duplicates. The input list may have two elements which are identical, and the output list may only have one element. If you talk about sets, you will not notice the difference. So the standard way of going about it is either people talk about permutations, that the input list is a permutation of the output list, but that turns out to be an unpleasant way of expressing this, unpleasant for the proofs. So a more convenient way is to use multi-sets. or use something like a counting function, which is the same thing. So you want that every element occurs in the input as often as in the output. And so you can now either define a counting function, or you can use a predefined concept of multisets. And there is something called multisets, which I'll explain in a moment. And those are like sets where elements can occur repeatedly, and then the specification is just simply that the multiset of elements in the output is the same as the multiset of elements in the input. And there is a standard function, mset, that takes the list and converts it to the corresponding multiset. Basically, you ignore the order of elements and you just remember how often every element is in the input. So multisets are closely related to counting, and so this idea of saying every element occurs as often in the input as in the output is basically a concrete version of the notion of a multiset. So what are multisets? Sets with possibly repeated elements, and I'm not going to give you a formal specification of them. I think if you understand what sets are, then a multiset is really a very simple concept. And I'm just telling you what the operations are that we have at our disposal. There's a lot more, but this is all we need. This is the empty multiset. This is a function to add a single element into a multiset. It takes an element and a multiset and returns another multiset. And plus is the union operation on multisets. And it's called plus because you add the multiplicity. If x occurs twice in here and three times in there, then it'll occur five times in the union of the two multisets. And then there are these two conversion functions, one that takes a list into a multiset and one that takes a multiset into a set. So basically you lose information when you go from list, where you have the order of elements and not just their multiplicity. When going to multiset, here you lose the information even of the multiplicity. You just remember, is it in the set or is it not in the set? And I think this is all we will need for our application of sorting. And if you need multisets, this is this is actually an old-fashioned way. It'll still work for Isabel 2018. In the more recent versions, you have to write it differently, so I'll have to update my slides. Questions about multisets? Then let's just assume multisets are understood, and let's now go and exemplify the idea of not just proving correctness of a sorting algorithm, but also proving the running time of an algorithm. And insertion sort, because it's so simple, is just an example. It's not that this is the best sorting algorithm, quite, of course, to the contrary. So I think this tells me I should now switch to the Isabel system, and we shall look through the insertion sort correctness argument. So let me see what we have here. No, that's not it. That one. Oops. Doesn't quite work. Where is it? There it is. Okay. I think this is something that doesn't. So this is how you should import it these days, and I'm looking at the... No, I'm not. I'm somewhat puzzled why this doesn't work, this import. What does it say? Bad theory, all library multiset. Not quite sure what's going on here. Let me try the old version. Earlier on this did work, so not quite sure if the crash has something to do with it. Let me just write this, save this file and restart it. No.
Okay. We still have one copy running here.